after a weekend filled with images and news about the tragic mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. This morning, families and children are heading back to school. Boston area administrators and counselors spent the weekend preparing to help parents and kids who are confused about what they've been seeing, hearing, and feeling. One of those folks who will be in school this morning to help kids is joining us now, David Gotthelf, lead psychologist with the public schools in Newton. David came in this morning before going to school. David, good morning, and thank you very much for coming to the studios.
Good morning.
You know, this is going to be a difficult, confusing, emotional topic for everyone this morning to deal with, parents and students. Tell me what plans you have in place for both children and parents as they come back to school this morning in Newton.
Yes, we've actually started planning up as soon as we heard about the tragedy on Friday afternoon, where we had all of the principals, our superintendents, and key mental health staff meet on Friday, and we spent several hours planning for this, including providing parents and staff with information on our website in terms of how to respond, how to think about appropriate responses to kids from a developmental perspective by age, as well as thinking about ourselves, because, you know, tragically, several staff members were also killed.
The president, when he appeared at the memorial service in Newtown last night, pointed out that in his years in office, there have been four such incidents. What have you learned in terms of the reaction you've seen in Newton over these years about what happens or what's going to happen this morning in the schools regarding parents and students?
Students are remarkably resilient. We obviously need to watch for those kids who may be overly concerned about this, but I'm also equally concerned about how our parents and how our teachers will react. Because as a parent of a 27-year-old myself, I actually worried, given that one of the staff who was 27 was killed, you start to worry about things like that, and we want to make sure that everyone is managing this tragedy effectively.
The National Association of School Psychologists tip sheet on helping kids and helping kids cope reads sort of like remain calm, reassure kids that they're safe, watch closely, and look for children at greater risk. All very hard stuff to do.
Very much so. That's why it's so important for the staff to have that training, which we have been doing over the years, to practice this stuff, because it's easy to understand intellectually, but it's important to understand it and manage it emotionally.
How do you talk to different age groups? You know, developmentally appropriate responses is what we've heard a lot.
Correct.
Over the last couple of days. You must talk to young elementary schools differently than you speak to high school students.
Younger children, in fact, all children need to be reassured that they will be safe. And that's true for all students of all ages. But clearly with the older children, you want to make sure, and the students, you want to make sure that they have an opportunity to speak, to share their concerns. And so we will be providing behavioral health, mental health staff be available for those kids who might need it.
Do parents come into schools asking to speak to counselors as well?
Yes, in fact, we often set up opportunities for parents to sit and talk with each other and talk with us.
And what do they want to talk about?
Well, the concern about, you know, whether their kids are safe, you know, whether the schools are providing appropriate safety measures and how they feel.
And what about the things that you can't control for? You know, kids and parents obviously probably watch TV or listen to the radio over the weekend and learned more and more incrementally about what happened in Connecticut. How do you deal with that?
The 24/7 news cycle is just very difficult because it's overwhelming. And we actually give specific advice. Turn off the TV at times. Enough is enough. And so that's just one piece of advice that we give.
You know, I have to ask you about yourself. You're in the same boat as everyone else. You know you have to walk into school today and deal with the emotions of teachers, your colleagues, students,
sure,
and parents. How have you coped over the weekend? And how do you steel yourself for the emotion of today?
As a school psychologist myself and the father of a 27-year-old, it certainly hit home. But what's important is to remind yourself, okay, this is something that we can work through. And what's most important as we work together, we need each other. And as Fred Rogers said, there are helpers out there. And that's what's important.
David Gotthelf, coordinator for therapeutic services, the lead psychologist with Newton Public Schools. Thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us this morning before you walk into the classroom today.
Thank you for having me.